Once again, there's always a bigger fish. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batchtastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 9, The Harbinger or Binger. I don't know how you say it, but I probably should have looked it up how to pronounce it. I think it's Harbinger. Harbinger. I don't know. Whatever. But we're back.
You guys like the new intro music?
New intro music and
got new short music, one. Same podcast.
New music, same podcast. We also have a new coffee ad. Ooh. Well, it's the same audio, but we actually now have a video with it to go on our YouTube version. And with the new music, there's also an intro video that I play rather than this us sitting there. So
once again, also go check that out on YouTube.
Yeah, go follow us and look at the cool. I'm telling you, the coffee ad. You seen it?
Yeah, it's cool. But I also like your intro a lot.
Yeah. So
the coffee ad. Some dope work in the intro.
Well, first of all, the coffee ad is 1,000 times better than my crappy.
True, but either way, they're both dope. And go check out our new content. It's, you guys think we're sleeping over here? We're not sleeping. We're not sleeping.
Yep. So
that's all that coffee we got. We're not sleeping.
And then come post Bad Batch, we'll have a new general music for an intro, hopefully. And then as other shows come out, maybe we'll have other intro music. And so get excited for that.
So yeah, if you guys are tired of these long intros, but I mean, the music's so good, it's kind of hard to complain about it because Andrew kills it. But at the same time, we know y'all skip half of it. And I'm looking at you.
Yep,
that's right. You.
Whoever you are,
I'm looking at you. Or yeah. I'm listening to you.
I think a lot of people, new people that see it, they see this lame intro where it's just us sitting there listening to music, and then they click away. So hopefully that will help us retain some new viewers. But you're
every
not here for us to talk
be
about
a minute shorter.
This. But we are here with Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And I think we have to just talk about it right off the start.
Talk about the elephant in the room.
So did you research anything after
you
watched the episode?
No.
Okay, so we got an article that we're going to go over.
Oh, okay, perfect.
But before we go over the article, I want you to give your initial thoughts to 3-2-1 spoilers. Ventress is alive. What are your thoughts?
They lied.
Well,
they didn't though. The whole episode I was watching this, I'm like, dude, they're lying. She's dead. She should be dead. And I was watching it, and Steph even said, was like, well, no one dies in Star Wars. I was like, okay, well, and yeah, she has multiple lives. Well, I guess witches never die. So there you go.
But were you mad? Were you happy? Were you?
I mean, I figured it was going to be something like that. I wasn't anything. Okay, first of all, Ventress's character, I know this is a hot take, but I never cared about her character up until this book. So the Dark Disciple, I could care less about her character. And I know that's a hot take, and I know that's like
pretty aggressive. It is a hot take.
And a lot of people hate that about me, but that she's the one character that I was just like, eh. But then the book made me really like her, and I like was literally like falling in love with her character, and then they killed her, and I was happy with the way it ended. But now she can be alive because I assume, I haven't read this article, but I assume it's because she's a witch and they can get reborn or something.
You want me to read the article?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so they literally today, StarWars.com, this
of course,
afternoon,
they had to because they
posted
so much hate.
Posted an article specifically about this. And there's a lot of things in it, but I'm just going to like focus in on like this little excerpt that kind of...
She's a cat. She has 9 lives.
Oh, so,
yeah.
It says, when it comes to Ventress's return, however, there's a need to address the Bantha in the room. For all intents and purposes, Ventress met her demise in Star Wars Dark Disciple, a novel based on unused scripts of the Clone Wars. Still, series creator Dave Filoni, executive producer Brad Rau, and executive producer head writer Jennifer Corbett had a plan. And in quotes, Ventress is one of our all-time favorite characters, Rau says. So when Dave brought up the idea of bringing her into the Bad Batch, we were beyond excited. Then from Jennifer Corbett, she says, we had several discussions about the book and how her story could continue. How she survives will be revealed in future content. But for this story, we were thrilled to include her and her unique connection to and compassion for Omega. So, they did not retcon Dark Disciple, but they're going to explain how she's alive after her death in that book in future content.
Which means Ahsoka Season 2.
That's not even Ahsoka. No.
Why not?
That has nothing to do with Ahsoka. No, it has nothing to do with anything.
Throw me away.
500 years after this.
Before you start doing that, she's literally a witch from Dathomir. If we're going to see future content of her, it could potentially be Ahsoka Season 2.
No, it's going to be a story probably about how she survived. That'd be so completely...
What?
A side thing to bring her into Ahsoka. I would hate that.
Just because you would hate it doesn't mean it wouldn't happen.
No, because what they're probably going to do is either going to be another book, or my main prediction is there's going to be an Ahsoka Ventress TV series after Bad Batch. I think they're going to take Ventress and Omega, and Omega, spoiler, is probably Force sensitive. So,
spoilers, we kind of found that out.
So I think that's how they're going to do it. And I think it's going to be a focus on her as a main character. So she's not going to be a side character for Ahsoka.
I love the chat right now.
I should probably bring that. What are they saying?
That means they don't know how to explain it. So they're going to give themselves more time to think about it.
No, they have it all planned out. But they can't do a backstory on all that story in a Bad Batch episode. Like, that's
no, it makes sense. So it's not
that they're delaying time. It's
and like I said, she's like, I have many lives or whatever. Like, she's a witch. I mean, all they have to do is to say she got revived. Or she didn't fully die in that.
So I think what it has to do with is, so if you remember the book.
I was gonna say, can you explain the final death in the book, spoilers?
Well, she died. Count Dooku kills her via Force lightning in the arms, and then she dies in the arms of Kulan Voss. But
doesn't he put her though somewhere?
Huh?
The way she gets put in that thing.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
Oh, okay.
So when Dathomirian witches die, they're supposed to be buried in these pods that are suspended above the ground. But that's not how she was buried. Quinlan Voss put her like in this black water sludge goop stuff. That's not like, he was like, hey, this is good enough for me. Like, I'm just going to throw her in here. Like whatever. But I think because she wasn't buried properly and in wherever her body went, I think that's going to be related to how
she's back.
She's resurrected or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's that giant monster underground on Dathomir that Quinlan had to fight and all that jazz. So, like, that monster down there might have something to do with it. So
I thought Quinlan killed that monster.
Did he kill it?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. That's how you went all the way into the dark side.
Well, maybe that one also survived, too. If Ventress is alive, then maybe that monster is alive. But it's probably, like, that monster was, like, magic anyway or something. Like, it's not just...
It's Star Wars, bro.
There's a lot more going on. So...
Their body's not stabbed perfectly in the center. They're not going to die.
So we're going to get more story. Yeah. It's probably going to be a book explaining it, but I also think
I think it would be a show. But I don't think you're wrong.
I think the only reason to bring her back in a show is if it's with
Unless Omega. Omega has their own spinoff show.
Because, which it would just be the both of them. Like it
That's what
be,
I mean. Like that would it be, wouldn't be
a master. It wouldn't be an Omega show. It wouldn't be an Avengers show. It would be a show about them specifically. And I think there's a lot in this episode to hint at. And I think the main thing is, one, she can't train right now because she has her distraction slash attachments to the Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the season, when they're all killed and she has no one, she no longer has any attachments or distractions.
Yep.
And Ventress would be able to take her on. So yeah, that's my right. main theory. I think it'd be cool to see her. And because I think in the article, I'm not going to read it, but they talk the voice actor for Ventress, Nika Futterman. I think it was implying that like she's going to be utilized more in the future with her as well. So I think that points more to a show.
A show, not a
live not action. A book. Unless they just revise her. Her and Mark Thompson are doing the book but audio book of it.
Do you, she's, okay, back to. Do you think it's far-fetched to not have her in the next Ahsoka show?
Yes.
Explain. If she's around in the universe right now.
Okay, but the Ahsoka show is literally over 35 years later.
It doesn't mean she said she has multiple lives.
Okay, but it has that has nothing to do with Ahsoka.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying, like, the things that they're doing with the witches with Ahsoka... It would not surprise me if somehow she gets involved. Like, maybe she's going to go help Ahsoka fight all these other witches.
No, I would hate that so much. Because
I know you're hating, but, like, you don't think that's, like, that's not that far-fetched to think about. No,
it's 100% far-fetched.
I don't think so. Chad,
with Dave Filoni being executive creative officer... Like, he's not going to – because bringing her in would be a distraction. Like, you'd have to do a whole another – waste a whole episode explaining who she is and where she came from. And yeah, it's just
– I know, but
– It's too unlikely. I would
– So, what's that. What's interesting – Then you got to find
someone to cast her, and then I'm like, eh.
What's interesting about her, too, is, like, some people, like, don't know that she's dead. So, some people just right. didn't bother – But then, like, the hardcores are like, wait, hold up, she's dead. And then, so now it's kind of like, so they're explaining it, but then some people don't even need the explanation. Oh, they're just going to go with that.
But also, I was looking up Asajj Ventress on Wikipedia, and right now, like, in Bad Batch, she's probably about 34, 35 years old.
So she'd be in her 60s, like Ahsoka.
So you add another 35 years on top of that, she's going to be 75, 80 years old, like in the Mandoverse.
yeah, that's, but
I'm not about
it's
that.
It's Star
life.
Wars, bro.
That's stupid.
She's a witch. Like, what does that?
She's not a witch. She doesn't do that stuff, really.
But she is, though.
But I don't think we ever.
She's a Dathomirian or whatever. Like, yeah, what's but. The age? Look up the age limit of them.
But
probably like 300 years or something.
But the magic is a dark side thing, and she doesn't use the dark side anymore.
True. I think you're right, though. I think they're going to die off, and she's going to go with them or go with her. She's going to get trained. I like, okay, let's just get into the episode before the chat, like, screams at us because they're, like, talking more than they have in the last month and a half. Because this girl's on the show. Where were you guys like 3 episodes ago, huh? 4 episodes. What? Hello, chat. Where y'all been? Anyways, like the whole episode I thought was really interesting on how they made that her character work. And I really loved, I know some people probably hate this, but they used the word midichlorian. She actually
I like that they finally used that word. Like,
well, I didn't say you hate it. I just know some people probably do. Because that means the midichlorians is canon officially.
It's always been official since episode 1.
But it what hasn't. Because people hate hasn't. That term. People don't like it.
Just because people don't like it doesn't mean it's not canon. Like, what? That doesn't make sense.
Sure, but they haven't said it since then.
So? They've been saying M count since Mando season one.
But they haven't said
But everyone knows what it means, though. I don't know.
I know. But I'm just telling you what people hate. And I like it. I think it makes sense. It's good.
People just don't like it because it makes the Force science-based rather than mystical. Spiritual. Whatever. But whatever. People can get over it. Those are just the prequel haters. They can...
Yeah, I think the sequel haters took over the prequel haters at this point anyways in Star Wars.
Sequel haters need to get over that, dude. Like, I'm starting to get fed up with sequel haters.
Yeah, we're waiting for the new show to start hating the new movie.
Yeah, there's all kinds of new stuff to hate. Come on, Star Wars fans. Come on, guys. Move on.
Catch up. But overall, I liked this episode. I thought it was good. I like that they told us that little bit at the end. Like, she has, like, I have multiple lives. Because that like, fixed it for me. Before that, the whole time, I'm like, this is BS. She's dead. What are they doing? She's dead. It's not a dream. Jeremiah's going to be pissed. It's not a flashback. Jeremiah's pissed. And then she said that there. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. They'll figure it out. And then you said there's an article. So,
right.
That half the Star Wars population isn't going to read. But
so, like, well, I think a lot of people who read the book but didn't read the article, I think they'll eventually find out, like, this week sometime.
That, well, yeah, sure. If they care enough to read the book, they probably care enough to find an article on StarWars.com.
I think we don't know what the next animated show is. I don't know if it's going to be this one that I think is going to happen. But, like, we could get an announcement at Star Wars Day.
Whatever it is, I think we're going to get an announcement at the end of the show.
Well, that's 3 days later is Star Wars Day, so.
Oh, sure. I thought you were going to say Star Wars Celebration next year. I was like,
no, but the tickets are going on sale next month for Japan.
They're already on sale and sold out.
I thought it was next month they announced.
Well, I know the 4 day pass.
No, there's the VIP pre-order.
Gotcha.
That I think the people who had VIP tickets last Celebration, they got first dibs on VIP tickets before it was open to the public. But I think that the regular tickets don't go till next month. Next month. So that's
so sad. I'm not going to go.
May of next year, I think so. It was. So all in Japan, you going?
No. I don't think so.
I thought you and Steph were going to celebrate your 10-year anniversary in Japan.
She's going to, like, Japan and Korea in, like, 3 months. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to afford it again a year later. Like, she's literally about to go to Korea and Japan in June. So, I'm like, probably not.
Probably not. All right. But, yeah,
unless all y'all pay for me to go, and I'll go on your behalf.
Yep, hit that subscribe button.
Dude, straight up. It's not even there being there. It's like getting there. Like, we could probably even figure out a way to get a press pass. It's literally just getting there is the expensive part.
Right. So hopefully like in 2026, it's in Chicago. America. Hopefully it's in Chicago. That would be... Or just Minneapolis. Amazing. Come on. We hosted the Super Bowl. We can host...
Sure. Yeah. Heck yeah.
We can do Star Wars Celebration.
Do it in U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't know how that would work, but that'd be dope.
Like, what are, like, what's that place downtown St. Paul? The Roy Wilkins Auditorium would probably be there.
Yeah.
Because I think they got, like, smaller venues inside it. But anyway.
Whatever.
But yeah, so I had mixed feelings watching this episode, like, the first time, and then, which was before the article. I was like... This episode is so amazing on so many levels, but I'm also mad that this chick is alive. but then when I read the article, and said, okay, they're going to eventually give us an explanation with future content, and it's going to make sense, in quotes. Like, I was like, all right, cool, fine, whatever. And now I feel like I can officially, like, really like this episode. And I might This might be a hot take. This might be my favorite episode of this season. Hot take, I don't know. We have a lot of great episodes this season. But it just felt different.
This is the best episode?
Huh?
You think this is the best episode?
Of this season, yeah.
Oh, no.
Which one's better?
That last double episode?
Yeah, but that was just cool and fun.
What do you mean?
But like,
this is a character that we thought we're gonna was dead the whole time.
It didn't
Omega.
Add story though. There wasn't a lot of story. It was just okay. They're being attacked by an assassin, and they had to escape. Like, it's a simple story. It didn't like add a lot to the bigger story. Yes, we loved it. I go back listen to that episode. Like, we loved it so much. It was amazing. But this has added so much more story and character development and ideas. And I think they vamped up the animation on this episode.
I mean, it looked amazing. I think half the issue was like, I had to pause it a couple times to play Bluey with my kid. So like, I might have been a little not.
Bro, can't you put like a TV in like the kitchen and like let him
watch
it? I need
to start doing
watch
parties again so it's just me. Because like, in between it, Miles is like bringing me his Bluey toy and wants me to play dad. And it's just like, pause this. And Stephanie's telling me about the whatever that rapper that's in like the news stuff. And it's just like, I'm trying to watch this stupid like one episode. Give me 27 minutes to myself. But yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's really great. When we go through scene by scene, like there's so much dialogue and so many details in the dialogue that there's no way we're going to be able to like discuss it properly. So we're going to miss a lot of like things that were said. But like,
the chat is blowing up tonight.
Yeah. And so like, like I said, I think this is my favorite episode of the season. And so, yeah.
All right. Let's dive in.
Scene by scene. So, back on Pabu, and Wrecker and Crosshair are helping load a fishing boat with a young fishing woman, fisher, going out fishing, whatever. And the girl
says,
you know, thanks to Crosshair as he's getting off the boat. And Wrecker's like, hey, you made yourself a friend. And I don't even think he said anything, or he's kind of like grunted or something, but like.
I don't remember what he did say something though. It was like,
I think he was
comment.
Like grunted like, whatever. But like, it was just funny that like, Wrecker's like, hi, you got a friend now. But I don't know, I thought that was funny.
One of us.
So then Hunter comes on the scene, like, still no word from Fennec. Like, we got to get information from her, but, like, we have no leads, blah, 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 because we need to know what this M count is so we can better prepare to protect Omega and fight and all that jazz. So, blah, blah, blah. Jumps to Batcher and Omega hiking around on the rocky beachy thing, whatever, and Batcher runs off to a cave. And Omega's like, oh.
A cavern.
Okay. She said cavern, yes. But the way she says it, it sounds like she said Kevin.
It's her accent.
It's just a Kevin. I'm like, well, who's Kevin?
It's just Kevin.
Why is Kevin hanging out in this cave? Like, what the heck?
Weird old Kevin by himself over there. It's like Gollum comes out of the cave.
Well,
my name's Kevin.
If Gollum grew out his hair, kind of looks a little bit like Ventress. But
straight. Jeez Louise.
But yeah, so Batcher's barking like something's going on in here. Omega's like, we've been in here a million times. Like, what's the big deal? And she's like, fine, I'll go check it out. And I think Batcher's like, don't go in there. I'm not telling you to go check it out.
Like, he's definitely not wanting to go in there. I'm like, girl, can you not understand?
But a ship is in there. And I was like, oh, dang. It's like, okay, one, stupid thumbnails on YouTube. Like, this morning, before you watch the episode, I click on YouTube, and there's already a yellow lightsaber on a thumbnail from some Star Wars thing. Like, whatever, fine, whatever. And then
people were calling this since yesterday that she was going to be in this episode.
Well, because, like, they just the advertisements for it. Like, they were, like, featuring Ventress in the stuff, like, official stuff. Like, I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, and then, really? Because, like, there's people that we, like, Empire Radio follows on Instagram, and they're posting, like, their Ventress toys and, like, Ventress stuff. And I'm like, oh, so she's definitely in tomorrow's episode. And this was yesterday.
And people were already expecting it anyway, just because of how last week ended.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, on, like, Star Wars stuff, like, on Facebook, like, their official Facebook stuff, like, they posted, like, spoilers first thing in the morning already. Like, I'm like, why are you ruining it for people who just wake up and log in and check their Facebook? Like, whatever. So, like, I knew it was her before, like, but I was like, maybe it's an assassin guy. He found a planet.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. So the dog's barking, Batcher's barking, and she's like, what's going on? Like, it's fine. Like, what's it doing? And then she turns around again, and Ventress is standing right there. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, the first thing he says, she's dead. She's not real.
And so Batcher runs out of the cave and goes and sees Crosshair, Wrecker, and Hunter off in the distance. So he's barking and runs back to the cave, and they're like, oh, where's Omega? We got to follow. And as they're going to the cave, Ventress is walking out with Omega. She's holding Omega's arm. And she's like, you know, for people who are trying to lay low, you're really easy to find. Which is funny. Like, she's like, I have my own ways of figuring out how you guys
got here
or whatever. So, like, she's just that good of a bounty hunter that she can track people really well. So, but, like, she wants to know why they want to know about M-Count stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, she was sent to give that intel because that was what Fennec promised or whatever. And so, but she's like, my payment was for this intel is for you to give me intel, which is why. And they're like, well, we're not going to tell you. But then Omega's like, oh, we have a friend that the Empire is after, and because of M-Count experiments and blah, blah, blah. And so Ventress is like, well, M-Count, well, it's everyone has an M-Count, but those with high M-Counts are said to be able to wield the Force. And Hunter's like, you mean Jedi? And Omega's like, I'm a Jedi? Calm down. Like, what the heck, girl? Like, you just blew your cover, but I'm sure.
She already knew.
Ventress already knew when she was saying my friend.
She understands that she was lying.
But
also, so this, from day one, we've been saying that she was Force sensitive.
We've been speculating that, like, we always knew there was something else going on.
Yeah.
And so we were always throwing that out, but, like, no, she's just a clone with heightened abilities that can mimic all the other members of the Bad Batch team. Like, she's good at, you know, taught her a lot of technology and stuff like that. And Wrecker and Hunter taught her how to fight and, you know, track.
And told her how to hold a toothpick in her mouth.
Yeah, and shoot a little bit, I think. Did she do a little shooting with him?
No, she never shot. She's just complaining about his shooting.
But, like, definitely, that's kind of what we were leaning towards. But we always had in the back of our mind, is she Force sensitive or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so Ventress is like, well, I told you the information that it's this thing about Force sensitivity. I got my intel. You got your intel. Deal is done. We're leaving. And then Omega's like, stop. Like, I don't know what's going on. I want to understand myself better. Like, you're the only one that can help me figure this out. And Ventress has a moment of compassion. And she's like, fine, we'll test you to see if you have a high M count. And she says midichlorian in this scene. Yeah,
she said midichlorian.
Yes. So that's cool. She's like, all right, let's go do some tests. And first test, she is standing on slippery, wet rocks on one foot with space fruit on her head.
Dragon fruit.
She's trying to balance or whatever, and Mega's like, this is stupid. This is slippery. Like, that's the whole point. Like, Whatever.
There's so many times in this episode I'm like, girl, I just want to slap you.
Whoa, whoa. Empire Rayo does not.
Not like, it's just like.
Endorse just child
listen,
abuse.
Listen, listen, listen to your, to her. Not, this is like annoying.
So
the whole time too, though, you're kind of thinking like, is she actually force sensitive or they just want her blood? Like, you know what I mean? Like, does she have like enough M count where like it's not actually okay, Chad, chill. That's not what I was trying to say. I forget that she's a child, okay? Chill. They're all childs, okay?
Yeah, you can't even slap Hunter because he's a kid too. Yeah, Reed brings up a good point. Chad, last episode chill. It's like give children a gun. Dang. We gotta call get Miles on air and like wink two times if you're good. Wink once if you're in trouble.
It's like twitching the whole time. good Lord. All right, cut that out. We're cutting that out.
No, we're not cutting that. We're leaving that in. We don't want to like...
Empire Radio gets canceled.
What is... what's that? What's the term for like messing with an investigation? Something of justice. What is it? What's that term? Like,
I don't know, but there's all investigation. Miles is good. You guys,
obstruction of justice. That's what it is. If we like delete evidence and stuff. But yeah, so she's trying to balance on one foot, but she can't get it done. She keeps tipping over. Fruit volley's falling off. Blah blah blah. And then when she's complaining, he's like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, Wrecker's in the back. Omega, you can do it. Like, oh, that's so funny. I thought that was the funniest thing. And then, but Ventress is annoyed that they're like, she's basically like, you guys are being a distraction. Like, you can't be here while she's doing this. All that jazz. And she tries it again, Omega, to balance. And she actually starts to focus and she's doing really well. She's very, very still. And Ventress kind of leans in and like stares at her. And then it cuts to Crosshair coming to Hunter and Wrecker with going over texts into like data, whatever bank or whatever. It's like, Hunter, you're right. This is Asajj Ventress and all that jazz. And then Ventress is like, can sense what they're talking about, whatever. Mm-hmm. And kind of like, see, this is where all the conversation, like there's so much dialogue that happens. So I just, she kind of just makes some comments, blah, blah, blah. And then,
yeah, the biggest thing was like they started not trusting her because they saw her past and that she was part of the
separatist
group and she was an assassin and stuff like that. So, like, they started questioning, she was, and then they started arguing with each other. And then Omega, like, stops focusing, and Ventress, like, mindlessly catches the fruit as if it's about to fall again.
Well, when she falls, when she's doing really well, she doesn't catch it. But all those times that she was tripping, she was catching it without even looking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's kind of like some tension, arguing, blah blah blah, and Ventress is like, "Well, all right, Omega, you have your next test. You need to go to the very top of Pabu, to the giant tree there, and get a white flower and come back by sunset." And Omega's like, that's impossible. It's like almost sunset like right now. There's no way. And Ventress kind of glares at her. And Omega's like, all right. And she just starts running. And then Ventress basically threatens them, like, I forget what I have in my notes, that Ventress threatens them. I don't remember exactly what she said. But there's just all this conflict, this tension, blah, blah, blah. And they're kind of arguing about, you know, what her purpose is. Like, why is she still here? What's her intent? Kind of like, can she be trusted? Blah, blah, blah. And it then cuts to Omega running up. And she's like, you know, she's never going to make it. So she finds Batcher. And, all right, Batcher, I need to jump on you and get to the top. And she starts riding Batcher, which I think that her ability to communicate to Batcher there is kind of related to her stuff later stuff in the episode. So,
well, and even the beginning of this season, like, she was able to talk to Batcher and, like, figure out that she gained trust from this dog that was captured, like, the entire time where
right
none of the other people could, you know? So, like, there's always some sort of feeling that she has with creatures and stuff like that. So, it makes right. sense. It's just, like, is that cheating, though, to ride your...
Well, if you're force sensitive, like, and you're trying to use your force abilities to do a test, yeah, it's cheating, but yeah. whatever. But the thing is, Ventress sent her on this test to get her out of the situation.
So she
knew that there was going to be a fight, and she didn't want her to be there. So that was very wise of Ventress, but also very compassionate of Ventress, I think, to care about her safety and her not wanting to, if there's that fight, and Omega's there, she's going to see Omega maybe, or Omega's going to see her as like a bad person in a sense.
Yeah.
And so she didn't want her there for, excuse me.
You're my aid of interest.
Yep. So great. But then goes back to Ventress and the three troopers and there's arguing and getting tense and they start fighting. And I don't think this was motion capture, but the choreography, like this was the best fight choreography good. That we've seen ever in animated Star Wars.
Oh, like, for sure. It was
like
dope.
It was very planned out, like very
well, even like before good choreography. That, they pulled out their guns and she's like, hey, no cheating.
Oh, yeah,
and she like pulls the guns and throws them away, and then they start hand to hand combat. And it's like you said, Jeremiah, it's amazing. Like, it was so well done. Like, in between playing with Miles, I was like, Miles stopped and started watching this. And stuff's like, you need to stop showing him fight stuff. I'm like, how did I know this was going to come on? And also, isn't this dope? And she's like rolling her eyes at me. But it was so sick. Like, it just felt like you're right. Like, it could have been motion captured. Like, it was so well done. It really brought me back to Season 7 of Clone Wars when Ahsoka and Maul were fighting. Like, it felt like yeah. that.
When it was literally motion cap.
Yeah.
And so this was, it was just,
I don't know. I guess we might find out if it is, but it felt like it.
For sure. I don't think it was.
And if it's not, that's even cooler because it felt like it.
So, like, and it was very, like, it wasn't fully zoomed out where you could see their full bodies, but like, it was pulled out, the camera view was kind of like pulled out further so you could see more, and it was extended like one shots in a sense. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a one shot, but it was like rather than just going cut, cut, cut between hits like yeah, we normally do, it was like the camera was on them for like 5 seconds at a time or something like that, where you could see all the choreography, and it was really good. And
yeah, I really liked it a lot.
I really liked, especially when Crosshair was doing it, like he was like the best one beast. For a little
dude,
bit.
You could tell that he learned stuff in the Empire.
Yeah, like.
Also, did you notice it, or is it just me that he went back to his dark suit?
Well, he got his old armor back on, so he didn't have
like that. I think that maybe he just didn't have all his armor.
He didn't have it all on, but have the black undersuit type thing. But yeah, he was like really smooth. Like he was able to like twist her around, and she was, you know, twisting.
I thought he almost had her.
Yeah. Wrecker, bless his heart.
He's too big, bro.
He wasn't really having much fun.
She went behind him and kicked both his knees out, and he fell on his knees.
And then like she like body, like she like jumped on him. Like what is, I don't even know my wrestling moves or whatever, but like
he's on the ground. She put him in a choke.
And then she like jumps on his back or whatever on his head, and
she body slams him.
I think she slapped him once in the fight too.
But then when with Crosshair, like she put him in she put him straight into an armbar, and I was like, oh, this arm's about to break. That was like a full on UFC move. Like she grabbed his arm, lifted herself up, put her legs over his face and like around his chest, and pulled on the arm and dropped him to the ground. I'm like, dude, she was watching UFC on her spare time when she's hunting bounty hunters or what? Like, It was pretty good. It was like very much so like MMA fighting, which was really cool.
Right. And so then, but in the fight, she like does this, I don't know, it's like a, I want to say it was like a force punch or whatever. Like,
yeah, she like grabbed her palm and looked at it
and like punched and force punched Wrecker, and then he got pushed back into Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, and then there's some point where Hunter had his knife thing with the little like yellow blade on it,
mm-hmm.
and she got like he threw it at one point, and then like she picked it up, and then
she caught it midair.
Right, she caught it, and then
it was dope as heck.
But at some point, she then now this is what I gotta go back and maybe frame by frame play it, but like when she threw the knife, mm-hmm. did Crosshair shoot the knife?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it didn't hit one of the clones.
Yeah,
it looked like you didn't see it. I don't know. It was hard to like tell. It was like bang bang.
Yeah, no, but you saw it because then he shot it, which makes you think that maybe he's getting his stuff back.
Well, because it zooms in on his arm and it's not shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like when before they started fighting and he was aiming the gun at her before she pulled the guns out. Like, okay, so when they get the guns back. And they're all aiming their guns at her. His arm, it zooms in on her, on his arm, and it's not shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's one, he's been doing the meditation with Omega, so that's probably helping. But I also think having a sense of purpose in that moment made him kind of go back to his real self.
Because was that last episode or the episode before that?
About the meditation?
Yeah.
It was the last episode.
Because, like, remember, like, when the droid's like, I think it could be in your head, and she had to meditate. So, like you said, like, now that he has a purpose again and it's to save Omega, like, his sister, like, if maybe he is, like, that is his purpose, and that's why he's going to be able to aim properly again. Because he's, like, full in now on her. Like, and he's full in on the team. Like, he was the one that brought it up, like, hey, like, let's worry about her. Like, let's worry about Ventress. Like, it wasn't, like, Hunter planning this, which is a very much a Hunter thing. Like, it'd be a Hunter thing to be like, hey, this girl's suspicious, you know? Like, it was all Crosshair, and I really like that about this episode. It made you think that, like, he's a part of this crew now. He has a girlfriend that fishes daily, and, like, he's part of this family, which is really cool.
Yeah. Also should mention that while this fight is happening, Omega finds the white flower.
And is coming back down the hill.
Yep. And so when the three get their guns back and they're aiming, one, Bad Batch theme music. It was basically like what we just played for our intro. Like it was like mm-hmm. a little bit of a variant, but like it was super cool just hearing their theme back when they're all got their guns back. And then we get the scene from the trailer. Of, I didn't plan on killing you guys, but you guys are making it really difficult for me to do that. And she takes out her saber and super, okay, I love my yellow lightsaber. I keep saying it. Yellow is my favorite lightsaber color.
It's her old hilt.
Same curved hilt. So I like that, I think, because she only has one, but I wonder if she has a second one. I don't know.
She only has one because even in the book, she only had one.
Maybe.
Because I think in that final assassination attempt against Dooku before the book, I think she loses one and gets destroyed.
Because I know Barriss Offee gets her two red sabers.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loses both of her sabers. So it probably was hard for her to get one Kyber crystal, let alone two. So I guess maybe she just has the one. But...
And my question is it yellow because it's like not white, like she's not pure between both?
Well, I think she just got a crystal on the black market.
You don't think it has anything to do with bleeding?
No.
Crystal bleeding?
No, because she had a yellow saber in Dark Disciples. So
yeah. But even in Dark Disciple, though, she was like but then she was good still.
Right, but you have to be very, very evil to bleed a crystal red.
Correct.
So like, because she doesn't like use, she's not consumed by a dark side, I don't think she can bleed a crystal red. So,
well, yeah, that's why I think maybe that's why it's yellow now and not red.
Well, I'm saying she just found a new kyber crystal and just happened to be yellow. Which
either way, it's cool.
In Clone Wars era, the only people with yellow lightsabers were temple guards.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we saw any yellow apart from them.
I think up until this point, there's the only sabers that were sold at Galaxy's Edge besides Rey's.
Right. But we know from the Acolyte trailer that a lot of the Jedi had yellow. Yeah. So I'm excited to see those in Acolyte. But yes, so Omega gets up, running back. She jumps off. Bachelor, I got the flower. And Wrecker is up in the air being force choked, held up, or whatever. Hunter's on the ground with a saber pointing at his neck. Crosshair is behind Hunter, like on the ground, like in rolling around in pain. And Omega is, what are you doing? Because what are you doing? What are you like? Stop it. Okay. First of all, like this. Okay. I really liked Omega this season. Like, I think she's the highlight of the season for me. I just love her character and her development and her maturity and stuff. But like, I really feel the voice actor for her is very good. Like, I don't know. I think I've said it before, like there's very few actors and actresses where like their acting sounds like real life. It just sounds like they're acting. But I feel like in some of these moments, especially like in that scene when she arrives, it was very believable, like the tone and how she said things. And like, I don't know. It was Michelle Ng? Is that the voice actor's
name? I think so. Sounds something familiar. Like
that. I don't know. I just it stood out for me and I really, really liked that. Ventress lets them all go and basically says, like, we were pawns. All of us were pawns in the same war and we all lost, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have no idea how dangerous the Empire really is. I think she said that line here. It might have been later, but she's like, you don't know how evil the Empire is, how dangerous they are. And she's kind of like walking away. She's like, I am not your enemy, or we are not enemies, or whatever it is. And like, I like that she doesn't want to fight them. Like, she doesn't see them as enemies. She just wants to do her bounty hunting thing and be on her own. And, like, she can tell that they're good people. Like, they're just trying to keep a girl safe. Like,
yeah, they all don't, that jazz. There was something about her character in this compared to, like, last time people saw her. Like, it's a completely different character. And I know people are going to, like, potentially complain if they didn't read Dark Disciple, but like, go read that book or just watch our breakdown, because like, her character changes a lot in that book too.
Yeah, and I think
she's a different person completely now.
Right, and I think, and I'm happy that the book is still canon, because going from Clone Wars season 5, the last time we see her, to Bad Batch, like, she's very different, and you wouldn't really understand, like you said, it'd be completely different. Like, she does two completely different things. Like, she's very more mature, and her use of the Force is so more honed and in tune, and it's all because of what happened in that book, where you see her character development become more mature. She's not consumed by, like, she like, was in the dark side, and then she was able to free herself from the dark side, and she understands the Force a lot better now, and I think that caused her a lot of maturity in herself. And so, if they retcon the book, it wouldn't make sense at all. So,
no, not at all, not even a little bit.
So, it then cuts nighttime now, because it was at sunset when the fight happened, so it's nighttime. Basically a team meeting They're in a Havoc Marauder, and they're like, we can't trust her, blah, 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 whatever. Omega's like, but people can change. And Crosshair's like, you're being naive. And she's like, you change. And he's like, crap, you got me.
I was going to say, like, gosh dang it. Out of anyone in here, you have no ground to stand on, my guy. You've changed twice since I've met you. Literally right. Twice.
So she's like, I want to like see what she has to say. I want to like give her a chance type of thing. And so and for the next her, it makes morning,
sense because it's like she wants to know what's going on with her body. Like, what is this?
Right. And if she has the ability to be a force sensitive person, like use the force, like
that can help them.
Yeah. Like, and one of the things like that I was watching a YouTube channel that kind of breakdown this episode, and they're saying how when she has her mind set on doing something, she like she's going to do it. Like, she's not going to give up on things. So, like, the fact that she thinks that she can be a Jedi, like, she's going to pursue, like, trying to figure that out until it's either a confirmed no or...
Well, up until the end of this episode.
What?
When she literally told her, oh, no, you don't have a high M count.
Like, supposedly.
No. Ventress has lied to her to protect her.
Right. But yeah, so then the next morning, Ventress is on the docks looking out at the ocean. She's still there. So, like, it's interesting that she's...
Yeah, she Omega, didn't leave.
Yeah, so, like, Omega goes up to her, and she's like, you're still here. Like, you want to help me. And she's all like, basically, you're a softie. You just want to help me or whatever. And I really like that Batcher was there with Omega, and he was like happy to see Ventress and didn't see Ventress as a threat, which was interesting because like at first he doesn't trust her because when Ventress is there, she's there kind of as a villain. Like, she's there with like ill intent in a sense, maybe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now where she's at, she's kind of there in a good way. And so Batcher can sense that. And he's there panting with his tongue hanging out. Basically, he has that character design and his creature design where he kind of smiles when he's panting or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She. So,
gosh dang it. Yeah. Batcher's a she.
You pay me a quarter for every time you say
no, that. I don't got.
You'd be broke.
I'm not giving you my Powerball winnings. By the way, I did not win the 1.1 billion.
I figured mega millions still last night. Here.
Well, I'd still be here. But you, it says someone in New Jersey won it. But Powerball is tonight, too. So in 37 minutes,
there's still hope
for that.
There's still hope. 37 minutes.
But yeah, so she's like, I just want to be trained, blah, blah, blah. Go for more testing. So, all right. Ventress, all right, fine. One more test. They get in a boat and they go out in the middle of the ocean, really far out. And Ventress, all right, people who have high midichlorian counts or M counts, they can connect with animals and creatures. And so she's like, basically, reach out and see what happens. She's like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't know how to do that. Well, just do it. Just clear your mind, blah, 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 and reach out. And while this is happening, the boys are all the way up in Pabu on the top, looking down with their binoculars. And, dude, I love this scene so much. Because Wrecker, he zooms in, finds them, zooms in, moves towards Ventress's face, zooms in, and right when he zooms in, she looks right at him. He's like, oh, like I thought that was. And it's not the only time they've done it. Like, Zeb did that in Rebels to Thrawn's like assassin, that Nogri guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy name, Ruch, whatever how you say it, Ruch. And yeah, so like he did that same thing.
It's all with the Lugia at the end, Jeremiah.
Yeah. And so he's like, how did she know that I was here? Like, looking at her.
How did she know we were watching her?
Well, one, obviously you're gonna be watching, but she's also force sensitive too, and she can sense stuff. But I don't know, I just like that scene. So Omega, she fails because she doesn't know anything about the force. And Omega's like, you don't even know how to use the Force, even though she saw him Force choking Wrecker in the air, whatever. And she's like, you don't even know what you probably don't even understand what you're talking about. And she's like, okay, watch.
She's like, oh, honey. And then
hold my lightsaber. Yeah. And she reaches out, and all these yellow jellyfish stingray things start swimming around. And I was like, this is cool. Like, seeing Ventress connect to creatures, like, in a good way. Like, I just think that's – because obviously we don't see a lot of dark side users in Star Wars. Like, yes, there's the main crew, but we don't see a lot. But, like, you only really see Jedi connect with animals and use animals and stuff. So it's, like, seeing her use a connect – have a connection with the animals is, like, okay, she's not consumed by dark side. Like, we already – like, she's this – kind of thing after thing, she's more of a coming more like a Jedi than she was like using being a Sith assassin for Dooku. So it was really cool seeing all those, and Omega is like super impressed, blah blah blah. And then all the fish scatter really quick, and immediately, like, okay, there's something else down there.
It's always a bigger fish,
there's always a bigger fish, and then a big boy. He emerges, and Omega's like, did you summon that on purpose? Like, no, I didn't mean to do that. I just connected to what was out there, and apparently it was laying down there. And so when it comes out of the water, it's like dripping yellow stuff. So it's been eating those jellyfish down there.
Yeah, it ate all of them. That's why they left.
And so immediately Hunter is like, everyone back on the Marauder. We're going out there. Ventress like, all right, crap, we're getting out of here. So she tries to
boat away.
Was there like a term for boats that like race out? I don't know. I feel like there should
boat away.
But then this thing has giant tentacles, and yeah, it's splashes. Like a
giant octopus essentially.
Well, we only saw like a few tentacles, but it was like a
no, but we saw the beak. And then, like,
I guess a comb head
with like just the eyes.
But then, like, the shell was like changing colors.
Yeah, but who knows what they do underwater?
Which I guess octopi do change colors too.
Yeah, it was definitely just a giant octopus. Like, what's that one that's in like every fairy tale for pirates?
Kraken.
It's like Kraken. Is this a giant Kraken?
That's way too slow. Krakens are way bigger than this boy, but...
Well, I mean, it's a baby Kraken.
But there's... Okay, spoilers. But I think there's something similar to this in Star Wars Resistance. But I don't know if it's the same monster.
Creature
thing. Which there was a... During the subtitles, it named the creature when it made a groan. Like, creature, colon... Groans or whatever. It's like a weird name. But yeah, so it splashes when it slams its tentacles in the water, flips the boat, the girls get thrown in the water, and Omega gets taken down, pulled down. Ventress jumps in there, and she's
her hair looks so cool in the water.
It was kind of
spiky.
It was like dreads when it was underwater. It was kind of...
It looked cool. I liked it. It was her interesting. Hair looks dope.
Should I have a haircut like her? Just have shaved on the side and long hair combed
it's
over?
Like it's literally just a man bun that's down.
Kind of.
She's like
kind of like how you looked like back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. She's bald all around and then hair on top.
Yeah, so I really like there's this move where like the tentacle is going for her and she like spins underwater. So spinning's a great trick, you know. Mm-hmm. So like she spins underwater and then like ignites her lightsaber and cuts one of the tentacles, and Omega is freed. And she like, if you notice, Ventress
she bounced off a testicle.
Yeah, she feet land on a tentacle and then she pushes off to like swim up. They get up on top of the capsized boat. Havoc Marauder comes, starts shooting the crap out of this thing, but they're not doing any damage, and
it's making it more
Ventress like, why are they coming? They're making everything worse. Tell them to stop. And so Ventress then she gets taken by a tentacle, and Omega calms like, guys, stop shooting. Ventress said she can handle this. Yeah. And she starts reaching out to this animal. And this is where, one, first of all, when they were like in the water, like when they got capsized, that water, like this is when like the animation for me, I think they really booted it up, because like it looked like
water,
movie quality water from the splashes.
It was pretty
and
cool.
When Ventress was being pulled in and when she was like connecting, like the zoom in was like on her face, dude, it kind of looked like a video game cinematic trailer qualities. Like
it was pretty now, cool.
We've never seen like, cause like Ventress's face is like, it's very humanoid. Yeah. She's not technically a human. She's technically the Dathomiri people are Zabrix. They're the female Zabrix, which is Maul's species. But like her face is just not shaped like many other humanoid creatures in Star Wars
or in big old Chen.
So like, it just looked more realistic, and it didn't have like the paintbrush textures that like the Star Wars the Clone Wars animation and Bad Batch animation have, where it's like that. So it's like it looked smoother, it looked different, and it just looked way high quality. It looked really. I was like distracted by how good it was, and so but she connects with this animal, and like the eyes. She opens her eyes, the creature's eyes widen like the pupil thing, and she like touches its beak thing, and then it brings her back to the boat and sets her down. And then the Havoc Marauder lands or hovers, and they get back on. I really like though that Crosshair reached his hand out to help her up.
Yeah,
like,
and they did that on purpose because she looked at the hand, like it was like a whole moment where like
yeah, and then
you're supposed to feel.
So maybe Crosshair is the only one that survives, and he falls in love with.
Oh man! And then later on in the show, there'll be a love triangle.
Because yeah, and then they run into Quinlan on accident.
They'll
and
run
like,
into Quinlan.
Oh, sorry, babe. I'm with this new guy.
Well, and she has, if she's going to be like that with Omega about attachments, she has to be the same way about herself with Quinn.
Maybe. So, but yeah, I just really like that Crosshair was like, hey, it was basically that his version of, hey, thanks.
Yeah. And like, I trust you.
Yeah. And.
Well, they all get in the cockpit and Omega's like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then she was like looking at Omega like, are you serious right now? She's like exhausted. It was pretty funny.
Yep. And so then the final scene is with Ventress leaving, going back to her ship in the cave.
Probably to go get some coffee, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. If you're ever being attacked by a giant sea monster and you need to like calm your nerves or maybe have more energy or something.
Heighten your nerves.
And stimulate your M count a little bit.
Ooh.
Take a listen to our sponsor for today, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. And if you're listening to audio only version, you should go click we're at 103. Go to the YouTube version and watch our new professional level coffee ad that our good friend Andrew made for us. So go take a listen, have a watch with Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it. Do it. All right, cool, cool. So, Ventress is leaving, and Omega is like, how'd I do? Like, what's going on? Like, do I have a high M count? And she says, nope. Sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Because I think it was here, she's like, you didn't pass the first test. Well, earlier, she's like, you didn't pass the first test. She passed the second test, but it had nothing to do with the Force. And she failed the third test. So it's like, but that balance part where she was balancing really and she kind of looked in and was like studying her a little bit. I think she knew there's something going on.
Gotcha.
But like, right. But she says Omega, no. And she's like, it's good that you don't have an M count, high M count, because then that means you're not a target for the Empire. And she's like, well, I'm already a target of the Empire. So it's like, well, better not have two targets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Wrecker, he's like, don't worry, Omega, we'll figure this out, blah, blah, blah. Let's go get some chow. So they, Wrecker and Omega leave. And as Ventress is walking towards her ship, Crosshair is like, you're lying. And she says, about what part? Which, the only thing that we know isn't true, or the only thing, all the things that we know are true, are that the Empire is looking for M count people, and that it makes her more upset. And then the other thing she said was that you're not,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a high M count. And so it's like it's, we don't have a yes,
but we do,
but we kind of, it's kind of being implied. And so, it's kind of up in the air how it's going to play out in the future. But then she also does say
that
she says, like, if she did have a high M count, she would need to be trained, which would mean that she would have to leave you guys. Which, like I said at the beginning of this episode, if everyone in the Bad Batch dies, she no longer has that distraction / attachment, and she would be free to train in the ways of the Force if Ventress were to take her. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know if we're going to see Ventress again. Like,
I don't think we're going to see her in this show.
So I think if the Bad Batch does die, I think we could get Ventress at the very last episode, like final scene or something, taking her. But like, I wonder if they're going to call in Ventress at all to get help, like in those final episodes. I don't think so, but like maybe a distress call. Like, and they call, and then when she arrives, that's when everyone's dead. And then she takes Omega. But I feel like the final scene, we could see her with Ventress if the Ventress Omega show or something is in the works. Like, that would be a great cliffhanger to have.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then Ventress leaves.
And as she's walking away, then Crosshair's like, I don't know what side you're on. I can't figure it out. And she's like, well, I'm on my own side. And then she says, like, I know the Empire's is dangerous, and you know,
but if you guys could are be after me. Empire.
But like, she's like, I've got a few lives left, which was like a thing. Like, that's when I kind of had a little bit of relief right when she said that, because then it's like, okay, the writers are saying that she died before and she's using another life. Playing, she came back from the dead. So, yeah. So that's the episode.
Oh, you forgot about the other part too. She told them, if you guys are being hunted by the Empire, that you should leave this place because you're not really hiding as well as you think you are.
Right, and they didn't really take that seriously. But like, she found them, so like, obviously,
they should take that seriously.
Right. I'm saying that they don't take her seriously, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like they should, because she found him with no leads, basically. But I think
and next quick episode, enough before what's her name even got back to them.
Huh?
Like before the bounty hunter even got back to them, she was able to find them.
Right.
So.
And so next week, it's a two episode week. Mm-hmm. So I think the Empire will find
Pabu.
I think Pabu is going to fall next week. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of crap is going to go down. I can check to see what those episode titles are.
One of them's like literally The Fall of Pabu.
But yeah, so that's two episodes. So then that's 10 and 11, episodes 10 and 11 next week. Let's see here. Season 3. All right. So next week, first episode, Identity Crisis. And then second episode, Point of No Return.
Ooh.
Which so Identity Crisis, no return. That could have to do with Omega, like mm-hmm. dealing with who she really is. And like, because now she doesn't have any, she has less answers.
Yeah.
And
Point with No Return would probably mean they can't go back to Pabu.
Probably.
Also something that I just remembered that we forgot to do. The Q&A from last week.
Oh, it was basically everyone saying Ventress.
Oh, okay.
I purposely, there's a few other like Cad Bane or Boba, but everyone was saying
Ventress. Okay. Well, never mind then. That's why you didn't mention it.
Yep. but yeah, that's the episode. So like, I think I really, really like this episode with the animation, really the story, Ventress's like story mm-hmm. arc and backstory. And
I need to watch it again without my kid trying to play toys with me.
Right. And
but it from what I saw, I loved it. So, I mean, I saw the whole thing, but yeah, I really liked it. And I like your take on potentially a new show with them. I think that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. And even if it's just an Omega show and she's like a side character as like her master to the Padawan kind of show, like I think it's going to work.
Yeah. But. So, because like I said, in the article, it implied that the voice actor has more that she's going to be doing, not just one episode.
Well, so. And it also implied that it was going to be in future content.
Right. We could still get books, a book too.
We could just alongside get Omega the series. And Ventress book.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would throw away too much opportunity for show. Another animation.
You're going to reach a wider audience with the show. But like if they do come out with a new Ventress book, we'll probably read it.
100%.
Because we're kind of hooked now with Ventress more and more. So. Mm-hmm.
I should probably go back and watch Clone Wars after this to like pay attention or just like the Ventress stuff. Because maybe I'll appreciate her character even more now.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to do like video essays at some point, but like I visualizing it on YouTube is hard, but like one of them has to do with Ventress. Cause like you say, oh, she's a kind of throwaway character. She's in there, but like, I feel like she's like one of the most important characters and people don't realize it, but
mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Well, next week should be exciting. Cause those two episode bangers, they're bangers. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. It'll be a longer episode next week. But with that being said, let's transition over to everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time.
It's voicemail time.
All right. So we should do a little news update thing about voicemails. So Spotify for Podcasters, which is the website we use to post that distributes to Spotify and other platforms, that are going through changes, and they made the announcement that in June, they're no longer going to have the voicemail option. But this is Empire Radio, and we don't take no for an answer.
No, we do not.
So we were able to find a website that does the same exact thing in an easier way to send voicemails. Because before, you had to be, I think you had to be a Spotify, have a Spotify account to send voicemails. Well, this website, you don't even need to do that. You just click record, and it sends us a thing. So we will be. I'll have to change that in the links thing. But if you have it like saved as like a link, again, your bookmarks to go to this website or to like the old website to send voicemails, that's no longer going to work. So you're going to have to update your bookmark or whatever.
So
to
this it doesn't go until doing it this week. July, but still is not working, right?
No, it works. It's it'll be stop working in June. Okay. But like I had to like when they change the interface, like I don't know, a month or two ago, I had to like go to my history and find the page where it had the voicemail. So I have that saved. And so, yeah, but starting, I'll probably have to update that this week. I'll go and fix that. And so the new link will be that. And will be, so if you still want to use the old one, you can until it's no longer usable. But we are transitioning.
Our links is going to be the new one anyway. So.
Correct.
Just and go so, to the links like always and you'll find it.
And I should say that the new site does 90-second voicemails.
I was gonna say, you can do a longer voicemail.
But try and keep it to a minute because...
Well, I mean, maybe 90 is better for some people because then they don't have to send in three voicemails. They can send in two.
Right. But I still put it on there. Try and leave it to a minute just so it's...
It's easy.
I can't. If you go all the full 90 seconds, we're not going to like not play it, but
obviously,
time wise,
family friendly. But
right. But so tonight we have two voicemails from a boy, one of our guys that we haven't heard from in a while, but we keep telling him, where's he at? And he finally came back. Nate Keeney, who's always in the Q&As, he's finally sent in another voicemail. So let's listen to his message to us tonight.
Hey, Empire Radio, this is Nate. I have a random question. Out of the two of you, who do you think would last longest in a zombie apocalypse? Also, Jeremiah, get to work on your Bad Batch Season 3 fanfiction. I've been waiting 3 years to know how it ends. Anyways, thanks for making great content. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. I know that it was January 2021 when I did Season 2 my fanfiction. So it's been over 3 years.
And people are asking for it. But so, now it's like you got to make sure you don't take anything from this.
Right. So I'm thinking about doing it and have maybe this sometime this summer after Acolyte. I just got to like go back and like listen to the stories so I can remember all this. I'm trying to remember. Okay. I know this happened, but I got to try to remember what my thoughts were. I know how I want it to end. I know the final scene. It's going to be a tear. It's going to make everyone cry. It's going to be a tearjerker. It's going to be the best thing I've ever written. I know how I want it to end, but it's how am I going to get to that point? And I'm like, do I want to do like,
don't have interest. It's cheating now.
I want, cause like, I think what was it? The first season was like 4 weeks and the second season was like 3 weeks. So like, I don't know how many weeks I want to do this.
I'll keep it at least three,
but
no less, no more.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I gotta like start writing it now.
And didn't Andrew say that he was gonna?
Come back for the whole thing. So like, if it's like 4 weeks, he's not gonna come for every episode. So no, like, I gotta like make it short enough. No more than three.
Yeah. No less than three either. Two's not good enough. Come on, we got.
And I'll have to probably do like a recap episode too.
True. Well, Andrew doesn't have to be there for that one.
Maybe I could like do a recap episode. Just have it separate, not as a packet. Like, I just do it by myself and do a quick, like, 15-minute summary of
the first. Yeah, but I'm going to need to know what happens, too. Well, it's been 3 years.
You can listen to it yourself. But, yes, Thank you, Nate, for that. But he has a question. Of the two of us, who would last longer in a zombie apocalypse? My answer would be Drew.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. next question.
Excellent. So Drew is way more outdoorsy, campy. He knows how to shoot a gun. Like I was going to say,
out of the three of us, I think it would probably be me. Even with Andrew.
Granted, I think I could last longer than Andrew.
Ooh, that's a hot take. I would love that argument. That's, you gotta wait for Andrew to come back, and then Nate might have to send another voicemail and ask the same question, so we act like it's fresh.
Yeah, but like,
but we would all end up somehow on his father-in-law's land, though.
In Alabama,
dude, you want to survive or you want?
I have no way I can get to. I don't even think I could get outside.
We can jump in my Jeep. We'll be fine. We can get there.
I don't think I could make it out of the 694 ring.
Oh, I'll come get you. Don't worry about
it. You're not gonna worry about me. Are you kidding me? You have your wife and kid. They're the only ones you're gonna care about.
And my second kid, Jeremiah. Don't worry, I'll come pick you up. I'll teach you how to point a gun. Miles will actually help you probably. Because apparently I just give my kids guns.
Oh, yeah. He's already trained up.
So he's good. Don't worry about it.
But also it kind of depends on what kind of zombies they are.
Yeah.
If they're just like the slow walkers, you know, I could last longer. But if they're like...
Than me? You'll last longer than me?
No, I would last longer if it's like slow walking zombies.
Because you're on the second floor.
Well, yeah, but also like aren't running it. But if it's like The Last of Us zombies,
or
I'm like World day
War
one.
World War Z. Oh
gosh, World War Z. I like that movie.
Climbing on each other, dude. That movie's so good. Did I tell you how I made Stephanie watch that movie?
I think you mentioned it before, but like
we were on a date. We watched one movie, and I was like,
"Oh, before you're married."
Before we were married, and I was like, "Oh, let's go see this movie. I really want to see this." And you know, she was like wanting to like. Impress me. So she's like, oh, war movie? I guess. And I'm like, it's not war. Oh, I was like, okay, it's just a war movie. And then it was zombie war.
It's like literally the first 10 minutes, there's like, dude, the zombies started happening.
She's like, I want it out. She was like, it was amazing.
Was she like holding on to you the whole time?
The whole time. And it was awesome because, like, to this point, she still talks about that stupid movie. that movie's good. Because I believe that was the first movie that we saw with running zombies.
Really?
I think so.
Like fast, but like other ones are kind of like so.
But okay, yeah. Walking. Like, what's that? What's that one with Will Smith in it?
I Am Legend.
Yeah, they like ran. I guess
they ran.
But like this though, when they're like running like the Flash and climbing on each other to get the helicopter scene.
When they're like at the Israeli.
Yeah.
Wall, and it's like
that part was so intense and so cool.
Yeah,
I need to go watch that movie again. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
But speaking of I Am Legend, you know they're making a sequel.
Yeah, well, they've been saying that forever.
No, it's officially being like made.
Is Will Smith's hand red like the entire time?
I don't know, but like,
do you get the joke? Because he slapped.
But like, but the thing that's stupid about it is
the dog's alive.
No.
Oh.
The sequel is based off the alternate ending,
which was
so. Spoiler alert! If you haven't watched,
spoilers. I don't remember.
So in the first movie, he dies. He blows up and kills everyone.
Yes.
The zombies, so that the two can escape.
Yes.
But in the alternate ending, he doesn't die.
Does the dog die?
The dog dies. It's just the very end scene. Oh, changes. Okay. Alternate ending. So well, like the sequel is
they're gonna have Will Smith in it,
right? So, but that's stupid because people are gonna see this movie and they never saw the alternate ending, and then Will Smith is in it. But also, I think it's also gonna have like a lot of like flashbacks and stuff. And I believe Michael B. Jordan is in the movie too. I think he's like a. I don't know if it's like
a young
he's in the flashbacks or if he's in like the present time, like with Will Smith. But I think
that,
Michael B.
Jordan man is beautiful. All right, next voicemail.
All right, thank you, Nate, for that. Hope to hear from you again. Next one with a name change because you gave him a new name.
Oh, I did.
And in the name that he put, because he used a new website for he's the first person to send in what with a new website. Ooh. And you can put your name in, type in your name. And he used the name that you gave him. So let's hear a message from Uncle Owen.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Empire Radio. Owen here with another voicemail. I have two questions for you guys today. What do you think is the most rewatchable Star Wars movie? And what do you think is the best Star Wars movie to introduce somebody to the series? Thanks, may the Force be with you. Bye.
All right, Uncle cool. Owen.
Uncle Owen.
Well, this is going to be a hot take because we are definitely going to have different answers.
So, first question was most rewatchable. So, this doesn't really in general, work with me. Not just for us individually.
For I think us for you, for everyone else,
as an individual, you would say A New Hope is the most rewatchable
just
one.
I watch that one when I go to sleep. Like, you always watch that one.
I think
probably episode 3.
For most episode people. 3. I think honestly, if you're like a big Star Wars fan, I feel like all three prequel movies are rewatchable because there's so many things in there that you can pick up that is new, especially based on like if you watch like Clone Wars or like any animated shows, like there's so many things about those movies that like you can still learn. Like I go back and I'll watch a movie and like, oh, I never noticed that little detail, and that kind of makes sense with this and this. Like, but like with the OG trilogy,
probably the OG,
they just made everything up in the moment, and like they didn't really. It was a kind of like a closed story. Mm-hmm. So, like, nothing was really...
Oh, they mentioned the Clone Wars.
They mentioned, but it's like, you don't reinterpret the movies.
No, sure. Like, so with all the added content. But I also think Episode 6 has a lot more ground now since Mandoverse.
Maybe. Like,
it's a little bit more impactful. But I also think the original 3, though, is what a lot of people will start rewatching again. Because that's what their parents grew up on, or... You know what I mean?
But I feel like
there's nostalgia there.
More and more people are prequel movie fans, though. So, like,
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, we're gonna go watch the episode 1 in movie theater.
Well, you know, all 9 movies are gonna be in movie theater that weekend,
huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they announced that Star Wars officially that all 9 episodes
at AMC.
All theaters. The Acolyte thing?
Yeah,
that's not just at AMC. That's at all theaters as well.
Oh, I thought that was only at AMC.
AMC announced it that they're doing that, but then Star Wars is like, it's going to be in all theaters.
Did you take May 4th off?
Well, it's a Saturday, and I work till 3, so we can go Saturday night.
Well, I was thinking we should go Friday night, but...
Well, Saturday is Star Wars Day.
Sure, but sounds like I'm going to be at the theater watching Star Wars all day.
Maybe, but you can't watch all the movies in one day, so.
I'm going to, I can skip the last 3, but the other ones, bro, to watch all in theaters again?
We'll have to figure it out, because we also, depending on what, if they announce anything on Star Wars Day or any trailers.
They better not, dude. Give us the day off. Let us watch all these old movies in theaters.
We'll see. We'll figure it out. But either way. So for me, most rewatchable would probably be any of the prequel movies or Rogue One, because Rogue One is just good.
I think Rogue One is the most rewatchable for me and the most one that I tell people to watch for the first time.
Yeah. So second question from Uncle Owen was, what movie would you want someone to start with? So I for a while I was like kind of back and forth on how to do Star Wars, but I always just tell people to do chronological. But like, so start with episode 1.
Me too, but if you're like, let's watch this dope movie and you'll start to like Star Wars because you're so hesitant, you're not even going to watch episode 1, just watch Rogue One and they'll love Star Wars.
Right. But I'm like, you watch Rogue One and then you watch A New Hope and I'm like.
That's so good.
It's not good at all, dude.
Bro, shut up. It makes A New Hope so much better.
No, I agree, but like. Going from how amazing Rogue One is with like the visual effects and the story and how great it is, and then you go to New Hope and you see like a couple of droids walking around in the desert. And
this guy It's so shush.
Well, I want to go to Tachi Station and get some power converters. Brr, 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 brr.
Get out.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, there's all kinds of ways for people to watch showers, but it's like
Rogue One is good.
Right. You don't want to. I don't think you should start with episode four anymore since Rogue One. Like, if you're going to not start at the beginning, do Rogue One and then the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm. And then show them the prequels. And then really sit down with them and have a long conversation before you turn on episode seven. Really ask them, how deep do you want to go into this journey?
And I can guarantee you that new fans like the sequel trilogy better than people who had all this anticipation and hopes and dreams that didn't get met.
True.
So.
Okay. I'm so pumped now, though, that all these other movies are going to be... I'm literally going to spend May 4th in the movie theater.
All right.
I'm going to spend so much money that weekend, though. Jeez.
Maybe they'll have, like,
A bundle pack. I hope so. I might become an AMC stub member just so that I can get, like, 3 free movies.
Yep. And I'm sure they'll have, like, special, like... popcorn.
Well, they do. AMC does, but the one that I wanted to go to, because I didn't know if it, but I didn't know if it should sold Acolyte, the one that they bring drinks and food to you, the
Marcus.
No, not Marcus. The one, the Animal Draft House.
I don't know. I guess go to Marcus for that.
Yeah. You would like
Marcus is my favorite one, but they're expensive. True.
It is my favorite. It's but one of my favorites too. I watched episode 6 in Marcus.
Fun.
I'm excited. May 4th. It's coming up way quicker than we think, too.
A little over a month from now.
Mm-hmm. So,
is that all the
voicemails for tonight?
That's all the voicemails tonight. So thank you, Nate and Uncle Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look forward to next week's episode.
I still, I thought when you said one person that's sent a voicemail that hasn't in for a while, I really thought you were talking about Mr. I'm on a yacht and what happened to you.
Oh, Garrett.
Garrett,
what are you doing?
Are you just spending all on your this money? Yacht? Or did
you want all that money? He's like, he's going to be like the prodigal son. I spent all my money.
Yeah.
I'm okay. in the slop with some.
With some Notorian guards.
Some Ugnaughts.
Oh, Ugnaughts.
And you got to come back. We'll be here to meet you with open arms.
Yes.
And we'll love to hear.
What happened to you? He's like disappeared.
He won all that money and he disappeared. So. But
I guess.
We're here for you, Garrett, if you're listening. All right. Well, we'll go over some social media and get out of here. So if you're new to Empire Radio, or if you're old, an OG fan, you want to get more connected with us, go in the description below, click the links, that's .co/EmpireRadio, links spelled with 2 I's, landing page for everything. And so, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, join the Discord, there's a Discord link, there's a fan email, there is a link for our YouTube, our Twitch, and if you want to watch us live and join the conversation, like a lot of people tonight, the chat was popping, you can join the live stream on Wednesday nights when we do our live streams, and it's a lot of fun. Love to see you there. As I said, we're gonna have a new link for voicemails. I'll probably set that up sometime this week, and that'll be a lot of fun. So if you've never sent a voicemail, go check that out. Go click that link and send us a new voicemail. I'd love to hear from you. Also, did I say a fan email?
Yes.
Yeah, if you ever want to send us a fan email, go right ahead. Do that. Love to hear from you. And
don't forget about the Q&A, which is this week is...
Will we get an Omega Ventress TV show? So that'd be a good question.
Even if you're watching this on YouTube or whatever, you can also comment down on YouTube. We'll read that comment out too. If you guys want to answer that Ventress question in the YouTube comments as well. And also give Andrew some love for all this new edit that he did. And Jeremiah, for the new intro edit.
Yep. A lot of fun. A lot of work. I'll probably make a few different versions eventually of my intro video just to have different pictures and scenes and stuff.
But that'd be cool. Alrighty. Well,
yeah, and then finally, needlessly nerdy.com. There's a link for that, which is a nerdy content website that we are part of, Entertainment Network. So go check that out for other podcasting, other nerdy content. And that should be everything.
That's it.
Anything else, Drew?
Nope.
All right, cool, cool. Well, you've been listening to another Asajj Ventress-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com